Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. How may I help you?
I would like a prank gone horribly wrong, please.
Pull up to the next window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I'm John, here as always with my good buddy Jamie. How's life?
Things are good, man. These cases are really interesting to cover, so much different from what we do on the normal show. But yeah, it's been a joy to get into these. I think we got a good one today.
Yeah, lots of feedback. I think y'all are loving it. Our numbers are showing that you do. So without any further discussion, let's get into it.
Yeah, YouTube, John's obviously huge. It's come a really long way from being a place you go to distract yourself with cat videos. And now it's a true, legitimate venue for people to make a lot of money and for genuine entertainment to take place. There are some channels out there that have millions and millions of followers, and there's a big variety of what's popular out there at any given time. One style of video that's going to lead to tonight's episode is one that's popular and it continues to grow, and that's prank videos. If you think back to when we were growing up, John, there were shows like Jackass and Punked where they would prank people or prank celebrities, usually in a controlled environment. But on YouTube, people are doing this out in the open to people that aren't prepared for it. My kids love prank videos. I watch them where people will walk up to somebody and cut the cord on their earbuds and then give them a pair of AirPods, or they'll just throw coffee on somebody or perform illusions on somebody in a park. And all those are fun and lighthearted. But there are other types of prank videos that continue to push the limits. And that's how we get where we are today.
Yeah, one such video was being filmed just last month and led to the shooting death of a 20-year-old YouTuber named Timothy Wilkes. Now, Wilkes specialized in pranks videos, and in this particular project, he was attempting to video unsuspecting citizens as he faked robbing them at knife point. On February 5th, 2021, Wilkes and a friend were in the parking lot of an urban air trampoline park in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, they approached a small group of people with butcher knives while videoing the situation to get their reaction on a pretend robbery. One of the potential prank victims was 23-year-old David Starnes Jr., and upon being approached and threatened with knives, he pulled out a firearm and shot Wilkes, killing him in the urban air parking lot.
After Wilkes was shot, there was no attempt to shoot his unnamed friend who was there also performing this prank. Starnes waited around for authorities to arrive at the scene, and he explained his claim that the shooting was in self-defense. And to our knowledge, everything I've read, there's nobody contesting this story. Everybody seems on the same page that this was a pretend robbery at knife point, and Starnes opened fire on one of the individuals with a knife. There's still an investigation underway, but at this point, no charges have been filed at the time of this recording. There's obviously the chance that Starnes could be charged with a number of charges, many of which would depend on whether or not he had a legal permit for the firearm. I've tried to research this. I found some reports that say that it's yet to be determined. Others claim that he did have a legal permit to carry the weapon. The charges could also be filed against Wilkes' friend, who could be arrested for terroristic threatening or even for attempted armed robbery.
Unfortunately, this is not the first time a YouTube prank has gone wrong. In October 2019, 24-year-old twins Alan and Alex Stokes, who have over 6 million YouTube subscribers, conducted multiple fake bank robberies in Irvine, California. Now, they put on black masks and had duffel bags full of cash before calling Uber drivers to help them get away. They were pranking the drivers to make them think they were just involved in a robbery. Now, a witness to all this thought that they were hijacking the Uber car, and they called authorities to help the Uber driver. Now, they claimed that they had already alerted authorities about their prank beforehand, but they had been charged with one felony count of false imprisonment affected by violence, menace, fraud, or deceit. However, they have not been arrested or tried for these charges, but if they are found guilty, they could face 4 years in prison.
In June of 2017, YouTuber Mona Lisa Perez attempted a prank where she shot her then-boyfriend, Pedro Ruiz, but counted on a thick book to stop the bullet. As you can imagine, that did not work out as planned, and Ruiz actually died from the gunshot wound. Perez claimed that the stunt had been rehearsed, but the exact conditions were not replicated. It was a different distance and a different book that were used. So obviously the results were different. Perez pled guilty to manslaughter in this case and was sentenced to 10 years of probation and 180 days in jail. John, prank videos can be funny, but where should the line be drawn here? Should we not prank people at all in public? Should we not do it when we're making them feel threatened? Should we not do it in a place that could be secluded where people feel threatened, or just not make people feel like their lives in danger, or not at all?
Yeah, I mean, listen, pranks are fun. They can be a lot of fun. So there doesn't need to be no pranks. I think that would be a world that I wouldn't want to live in. But I don't think you should utilize a prank that could make people think that their lives are in danger and that they need to defend themselves or that they need to defend somebody else. That's just a really bad idea. And I think these people should be held accountable for their actions when you're basically making people feel threatened enough that they need to take action. That's a problem. Like, make me think there's a ghost running up to me, but not somebody with a knife or a gun.
Yeah, it's one thing to jump out from behind a bush and just yell at somebody or to make them think they stepped in something they didn't really step in or make them think they won the lottery when they didn't. But if you make somebody feel like their life's in danger, people are going to do what they can to protect themselves. And I think it's tough to not expect that, right? Going back to the story that we're covering here, Timothy Wilkes, it seems that there's no underlying details that could really change the optics of what happened here. It seems pretty clear they pretended to rob these people at knife point, and in self-defense, Wilkes was shot. Should anybody be charged here, or is this just a very unfortunate situation?
It's unfortunate, and I don't think he should be charged. I mean, in his mind, he was defending himself because he thought his life was in danger. Like, if you come at me with a knife and I think you're going to kill me, I can shoot you if I have a gun.
Yeah, so legally.
It is super unfortunate that he passed away and that this happened, but it should have never happened in the first place.
And I would hope that given all the stories we've talked about tonight, that people would maybe learn from this and be a little smarter about the way that they approach these situations and make it a point to not put people in a corner where they have little choice but to defend themselves. So again, very unfortunate situation. There are people out there saying he got what he deserved. I would never think or say anything like that. Nobody deserves to be shot in a situation like this. But I also understand what went down, and I just think we need to be more careful about the way that we approach people and the limits we're willing to push for entertainment.
Yeah, both of our sons have YouTube channels and videos. I'm going to have a talk. Make sure that this never happens.
Excellent point. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. It's True Crime to Go. We're here pretty much weekly on this shorter show. We have a longer show that comes out every Tuesday. These drop randomly. It's a true crime case in 10 minutes or less, but we appreciate you tuning in with us today.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.